This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Sometimes it's the little things that are a sign of bigger things. For example, serial killers. They will tell you serial killers have these things in common that start out small. For example, they like to light fires. They're pyromaniacs. I don't know why. The other is they like to hurt little animals. You see something torture a squirrel, it might seem no big deal to you, but it's a sign of a pathology. And then they've got others. I don't remember what they are. I don't study serial killers unless I'm asked to. But you get what I'm saying. You'll notice a little tendency, a little issue with one of your kids or an issue with somebody at work. Something that you know it needles them or whatever. And you go, that's a sign of a bigger issue. So you tend to want to nip it in the bud. The problem is, we don't nip much in the bud these days. We notice things and we just ignore them. And I'll give you a perfect example. Shoplifting. When I was a kid, it was taboo. Now, a lot of kids did it. I did it. I stole some knives once because I couldn't afford them. So I stole some knives from Western Auto and gave a couple to my friends and I kept one. But yeah, I knew it was wrong. But you did it, right? And I know kids that stole candy and things like that. There's hardly a person that grew up that didn't do it. And then your parents caught you or somebody learned about it. Hey, what are you doing, stealing? Or maybe you got caught at the store. And they didn't crucify you. They just said, no, you know, you're wrong. They took you in a little back room. It didn't happen to me. I didn't get caught. But I'm saying, I've seen the films where they take the kids in the back room and they give them a big tongue lashing and then the kids, I'm so sorry. And that's generally all it takes for you to say, I won't do that again. And then you grow up and you realize, well, wait a minute. It costs a lot of money for people to make a product and sell it and make a profit. That's the way it used to be. It's not like that anymore. Welcome, folks. Glad you're listening to me, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Shoplifting. It's now become the big deal. This was in 2022. Retailers have always been vulnerable to shoplifting, but the emergence of coordinated and organized robberies at high-value stores, even during shopping hours, has the industry on edge. Let me tell you why the industry is on edge. Nobody's prosecuting these people. They go on in November. A group of 14 individuals barged into a Louis Vuitton store in Oak Brook, Illinois, while customers were inside and audaciously drove away with $100,000 worth of merchandise. Surveillance video caught it. Same month, a group of at least 18 people broke into a closed Nordstrom store at LA's famous high-end The Grove shopping mall using a sledgehammer and an electric bike. They made off with several thousand dollars in merchandise. And on Black Friday, one of the busiest shopping days of the year, as many as 30 people robbed the Best Buy in Minneapolis. Now, let me tell you what's going on. In little bodegas in New York City, they wanted to put their stuff behind plexiglass. Why do you think they did that? You think they're prejudiced? You think these people that have their stores in black neighborhoods, these Koreans, are prejudiced? These Indians? Or do you think that they want to stop the pilfering and the stealing? Do you think they want to be able to make a living? We know what shoplifting costs. It's, you know, they act like it's no big deal. Oh, come on, people need their stuff, Kevin. They're stealing ham to feed their kids. For God's sake, you're a conservative. You're an ogre. You're a terrible person, Kevin Jackson. No, I'm a guy that wants to pay regular prices for stuff and not have to pay escalated prices because retailers, I'm told, have to sell $330,000 of product to make $300 of profit. Now, that's a figure that they gave. I looked at it twice and said, are you kidding me? I don't believe that. But that's apparently what it takes. I mean, that's what was reported. That's the data. Now, I think they're making more, but let's say for the sake of discussion, they got to sell $50,000 to make $1,000 of profit.
Well, I don't think it's that high. I don't think they can make it that, because $50,000, you got to figure the manufacturer's getting his piece. So let's say for $50,000 worth of product, he's getting it for $45,000. But then he's got overhead, et cetera, right? So he's lucky if he gets $1,000. But let's use that as an example. Still, when somebody comes in and steals $1,000 worth of stuff, or as the Democrats want to allow, the $950, it takes a lot to make that up. And we're paying for it. But that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about what is the symptom of this rise in shoplifting, to where people don't care that somebody had to make a product, you know, get that product to market. Somebody then says, I'll distribute your product. And everybody in the food chain is trying to make a living. And the shoplifter says, you know what, I'm just going to steal it. They said the crime typically involves people targeting stores that carry higher value items like electronics, designer bags, designer clothing. Then they resell in secondary marketplaces on eBay or OfferUp, Facebook Marketplace, and even back into the legitimate supply chain. It says these are people who make a living stealing and reselling. This is modern day mafioso, folks. It says it's not a one-time opportunistic or need-based robbery. It's these people have said, why not? They said retailers are worried about escalation in these organized groups led what they call smash and grab robberies in multiple cities across the country. And then they give foreboding. The anatomy of these attacks show they are more aggressive, dangerous, and happening more frequently. Now, what I want you to understand is this escalated. Anybody want to guess when? In the time of Barack Obama, stopped a little bit under Trump, and now it's back again under Captain Demento. He says, the guy writes, his name is Lowe, when I talk to retail loss prevention veterans, the best comparison they can come up with is what the crime was like in New York in the 1970s. But even then, it was more street robberies and not like retail theft as brazen as this. The criminals, people, are more brazen than the mafiosos who used to take the product off the truck. And here's another one. By the way, that was a CNN article. Here's another one. Another CNN article, shoplifting, retail crime in stores. And here's what they started out with. Shoplifting in great department stores. The shoplifting profession. No mercy to shoplifters. These headlines could be from articles today, but they're from the early 1900s. Now, this article was written, I'm talking about, it was written on 11-17 of 2023, just so you have a frame of reference. We come back, we're going to talk more about the shoplifting phenomenon and the cause of it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events, Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I think shoplifting is a much bigger deal than we believe, than Democrats would like us to believe. And we've been talking about it for quite some time, over a decade, during the time of Obama, when everything was, you know, we were supposed to have utopia. We had people who were struggling. Obama couldn't bring, the GDP was down. He couldn't bring prosperity back. He just essentially bought his way in by doubling our debt. And it was top of mind. Then comes Trump, who brings back manufacturing. And suddenly there's a resurgence in pride and people, you know, a job well done. And then we got Biden and during the coup. And Joe Biden has so ruined this economy that shoplifting and crime is top of mind yet again. You know, Trump gave us so much opportunity that it changed our mindset. And I want you to just understand where we are now, where people, they go out with the idea of, I can steal and it's no big deal. I've told you guys, there's a website called My Color Is My Currency. Meaning I'm black, so I should be able to walk in and take whatever I want. That was what Michael Brown did. And Al Sharpton said he wasn't stealing. He was just getting what was rightfully his because, you know, he deserves it. He's a product of his, you know, he's an ancestor. His ancestors were slaves. I'll get it out. His ancestors were slaves. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. This story, these people were talking about shoplifting being a problem in the 1900s. And he writes, while shoplifting has seemingly never been a bigger problem than it is now, shoplifting has long captured the public's attention. Anxiety over shoplifting is an enduring phenomena and is often a stand-in for larger concerns, you ready, of cultural, economic, or political changes. I promise you, I didn't even know that was in there. But that's exactly what was in my brain, was we are watching a cultural, economic, and political change happening in this country, not for the better. And if you think shoplifting was bad in the 1900s, compared to what it is today, I think it's like anything else. It's like looking at the Boston Tea Party and saying, they did all that over a tea tax? How many taxes do you pay? Unwittingly, you got a tax on your car for your tags, you got a tax on your sticker for your car, you got fishing licenses, marriage licenses, you got taxes on liquor, taxes on cigarettes, taxes on your food, you got luxury tax, you got fat taxes depending on where you are, all kinds of tax. You have death tax, for goodness sakes, at a time when you're at your most vulnerable, the government goes, well, sorry somebody died, but we gonna get ours, baby. I could go on. The list of taxes is so ridiculous. It's amazing we keep any of our money. Anyway, he says, the figure of a shoplifter may provide for a scapegoat for deeper problems that are more complex and intractable. This is the University of Ontario's Institute of Technology's graduate program on criminology and justice. Speaking to CNN, they say it resonates with broader concerns about law and order. See, let me tell you what that little chili pimpin' shoplifter is. That's a person who's just starting to dabble in crime. They get away with that. What's next? Carjack you? Sexual assault? A beatdown? Murder? Ask yourself, why is all this escalating? You got the answer. They write, 19th century Victorian Britain, hysteria focused on middle-class women who were accessing public spaces for the first time. Some were stealing for the thrill. These fears of women stealing continued in America as department stores opened. During the counterculture movement of the 60s and 70s, public focus was on teens and college students defying authority by stealing from the stores. Historically, shoplifting has always had this outsized impact on public discourse, says Alex Vital, professor of sociology at Brooklyn College and author of The End of Policing. But get this, and this is the part that should scare you. Today, toothpaste and deodorant are locked up at stores. Video of thieves smashing store windows and grabbing merchandise have rocketed across the news and social media. Companies are calling theft a national crisis. Leaders in both political parties and law enforcement officials have advocated for tougher penalties. Donald Trump, former president and front runner for the 2024 GOP nomination, has gone as calling for shoplifters to be shot. I don't know if Trump said that, but I don't know that I necessarily disagree. The only problem is, you shoot a shoplifter today, he's going to own your store. They go on now, and this is what I wanted to cover. Retailers across New York State said there's no end in sight to the rising epidemic of organized shoplifting rings. They're saying, we can't do anything about it. They said it could lead to more store closures, increased costs for consumers, threats of violence against store employees. Now, we talked about all of this. I'm not trying to rehash it. I want to get to this number. Store owners said they lost $4.4 billion last year as a result of retail theft, which they say adds to the urgency for Governor Kathy Hochul to crack down. That's just in New York for 2022. However, Hochul vetoed a bipartisan bill last week to the chagrin of store owners that would have created a task force to combat organized theft. She rejected a proposal that it would have created a 15-member panel made up of experts appointed by the governor, legislature, and the state attorney general that would have put together a list of recommendations to respond to retail theft. Now, that being said, I don't think we need any more task force. I wouldn't want anybody to be paid. Get one consultant that says, here's what you need to do. And part of it is, how about you protect the store owners? How about you enforce the laws of shoplifting? How about you lower what it takes for you to go to prison? Oh, I know. Well, Kevin, you're going to fill the jails and you're going to do this. It's a petty crime. It is not a petty crime. It's a crime that leads to other crimes, bigger crimes. And what is the end game here? Somebody gets something, they steal it. They stick it on eBay and I can buy it for half price. Am I going to go to the store anymore? Isn't this kind of what's going on with China? Not that they're shoplifting, but if I can buy something at half the price looking it up on a Chinese website, why am I going to buy it from a retailer here? There's no good ending to this from a leftist perspective. The price gets so high in retail that I just start looking for the black market. And eventually, I support the black market more than I support the actual marketplace, the one where people want to, you know, create and sell their products. What's the inevitable end of this? You stop creators. I'm going to talk more about Joe Biden because he says prices are too high and it's the retailer's fault. Is it the retailer's fault, Joe? Or is it the fault of leftist policies that have led to desperation, but in some cases just a good way to make a living?
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Speaker Mike Johnson said he has real reservations about kicking Representative George Santos out of the House since the New York Republican has yet to be convicted of a crime. President Biden addressing Colorado Republican Lauren Boebert in her district during his visit to Colorado, criticizing her and fellow Republicans for opposing the Inflation Reduction Act. The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas extended for a seventh day today, just minutes before it was set to expire. Both Israel and Hamas confirming the extension and having talks about the release of more hostages. Rosalind Carter, the former First Lady, laid to rest in Plains, Georgia, in her hometown. Yesterday, she passed away earlier this month at the age of 96. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Things seem obvious for us, right? I mean, when you have a concept, it seems obvious. If there's a problem, you, for the most part, see an obvious fix. And here's what I do know you say to yourself, because I say it to myself. It doesn't matter what the problem is. There is a solution. You may not like it, but there's a solution. But generally speaking, the solution is one that is built on good logic and sound reasoning. And when the solution is implemented, things change. You don't let things fester. If you got a cut, you put some Neosporin or whatever on it. You put a Band-Aid on it and it heals. You hurt something, you go to the doctor. You got a toothache, you go to the dentist. You do preventative things. You exercise. You eat right. You say, I'm not going to get overweight. I'm going to try to maintain my health. I'm just giving you some basics here, folks. We're not getting into the weeds here. We're not into the 601 classes. We're into the 101 classes. This is Life 101. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I'm not talking about anything crazy. I'm telling you, if your car breaks down, you take it to the mechanic or you look at it. You see your gas gauge going down, you stop at a gas station, you fill it up. You see your refrigerator's a little low, you get some food. You don't just go buy food willy-nilly. You probably have a plan of what you want to eat. If you decide to go out to eat, you choose the restaurant you want to go to. You don't just leave it at You don't just go pop in somewhere. You go, hey, what are you thinking? Oh, I'm thinking Chinese today or Italian or whatever. You make good quality decisions. And these decisions, pay attention, people. They're obvious. They're based on the level of hunger, the level of need, the level of want, you name it. That's how you deal with issues. They come up every single day, decisions. These are not difficult decisions. They're obvious decisions. And you know what else you know? You know the difference between right and wrong. And so what you're asking yourself as you get up every day and you face the world of leftism, what is so difficult to get our ideas across? What is so difficult? We have the right ideas. I don't know about you. I think even leftists want their kids to be safe. They want to live in safe neighborhoods. They want schools that actually teach their kids. They want their kids to be happy in school. Let me tell you right now. The last of my crumb snatchers is almost 17 years old. He is bored stiff in school. Bored stiff. I see his assignments and I go, this is a joke. And he every day comes home, how was school? okay. You know, doesn't want to talk about it. He's bored stiff. They don't find passion for him. They don't ignite any excitement or anything in him. He doesn't. This is a kid that scored 1,400 on his SATs as a sophomore. He's a brilliant kid, as you can imagine. Dad and mom, pretty smart. But he's bored. You think the school's going to find a solution? You think they're going to inspire him? They're going to ignite passion in him? Of course not. Because that would be the thing that the education system is supposed to do. No, it's cookie cutter. It's dumbed down for the least common denominator, and it drives me crazy. Nothing the left does makes common sense. And I'll give you a good example. Right now, the buffoon that is leading this country is running around America trying to convince people that inflation is good. They said it. Remember? We're not going to have it. Then we had it. They go, well, it's transitory. Well, it's no longer transitory. They go, it's good for you. When you find out it wasn't good for you, they said, suck it up. Those are their solutions to inflation. It's good for you. So Joe Biden creates a problem, and now he's running around the country, he and the media, trying to convince you that, no, Bidenflation is good. The Bidenomics, this is good for you. People, pay attention. We have the data. You just don't get it. So what? You're living day to day, and you're finding out that you can't afford a fraction of the stuff you used to find. You can't feed yourself, clothe yourself, etc. We've talked about it ad nauseum. But it's good for you. They're literally running a campaign around this. That's what the Bidens are doing. Folks, we have an insane world. And you got to ask yourself, how did we get here? And I'm asking it as a serious question. Because what we believe is the obvious of what people should believe. Do you want safe streets? Then you know you need police. And those police need to be honorable people. The judges that are put in place need to be honorable. The laws need to be applied equally. Do you disagree with anything I just said? Of course not. But we racialize it. We racialize it. Oh, the policing for black people. The policing should be consistent. And you know what? You need to be black folks. Take it from this black man. You need to be consistent. That's what we're looking for. Joe Biden, man, he's killing us. I want to play this clip. This is from Karine Jean-Pierre, Ask About Inflation by Peter Doocy. And I want you to hear the explanation she gives. This is going to be a little bit, but you'll get it, and then we're going to talk about this for the rest of the hour. But you'll understand what I'm talking about. I've already told you, we've covered the crazy world of leftism in hour one, Hunter Biden, his crazy stuff, shoplifting. Now check this out.
Lowering prices, you said earlier that the actions the president has taken have worked. So is it your sense that when people were home for Thanksgiving, catching up with their family members, they were saying to each other, can you believe how much more affordable things have gotten?
So honestly, I wouldn't. I hear the question, but I want to make sure this is very clear. We take that very seriously. We take what families, the decisions that they make at their kitchen table, whether it's during Thanksgiving or whether it is every month, as they're trying to make hard decisions about how they move forward with taking care of their family, we take that very seriously. It's not a joke to us. It is important to us. This is the president who talks about it in a very personal way when he talks about what families have to go through, working families, middle class families, and that's why he's taking actions that he has. And so, look, the fact is, the data shows that the economy is improving. The data shows that households remain in a strong financial position. Household wealth is at a record high, with lower income households seeing the largest gain since the pandemic. Those are indeed what we're seeing. But we don't take lightly. We do not take lightly what Americans and families continue to feel. That's why the president at 2 o'clock is going to talk about what the actions that he's taking to continue to lower costs.
But why do you think it is that when you say the economy is improving and President Biden says the economy is improving, that a majority of Americans outside of this building are not buying it?
So here's the thing. When we walked into this administration, the economy was on a tailspin. That is the fact. Because of the last administration, because of the Trump administration, because of how they dealt with COVID and the pandemic, because they didn't have a comprehensive plan. The president came in. He passed the American Rescue Plan, which was able to get the economy back on its feet, which is able to open up small businesses were able to open up, schools were able to open up, and we understand what Americans have been feeling over the last 2-3 years. It's going to take some time. We get that. It's going to take some time, but it does not take away how we have seen the economy getting back on its feet. We actually had to fix the problem that we saw that the last administration left us.
Almost 3 years in office. Inflation is up over 17% since President Biden came here.
Inflation,
that's still Trump's
inflation,
fault.
Inflation is moderating because of the actions that this president has taken.
Prices are going up slower. They're still high.
It's going down. The prices are going down. If you look at where, for example, for a perfect example, I mean, I just talked about last week how turkey prices, the cost for turkeys is going down, the cost for eggs is going down, because of the actions that were taken, which I just talked about supply chain and how that affects the economy. And that's because of the president's action that he's taken.
All right, I've heard enough. Welcome back, folks. Welcome back. Says, taking the action that he has taken. And the fact is, she says, the data shows that the economy is improving. And I always go back to this. Improving over what? Improving over Trump? Because that economy's not improving. And I always love how they, we inherited this. Let me tell you, if you think that's going to work, I'm reading the tea leaves out here, people. People are looking at what they inherited, what Trump gave, and how they lived during the time of Trump, and they're looking at Biden. And let me tell you, many, many leftists are going, I want me some more Trump. And this, look, how many, we're going to talk about it forever. So let's just understand, it's cyclic, right? I've already explained how radio works. We're going to talk about the same subjects, and the only thing I'm going to do is make it entertaining, and I'm going to use different analogies and different metaphors to make you understand it, but it's the same stuff. Because it doesn't change. Democrats are nutty. And they want you to believe that the economy is in a tailspin due to Donald Trump, but they're improving it. And as Ducey points out, why aren't Americans buying it? Now that's the crux. They're doing a full court press. And why aren't Americans buying it? Because they buy everything else, right? Not this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel the difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next ride.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Joe Biden has a lying problem, and that lying problem is impacting America because he's allowed to, he lies about everything. The leftists support him in his lies. It's created a crazy world where people believe criminals, people who brandish a gun and point it in your face, should not be shot by you who may happen to have a legal weapon. We talked about this in the first hour. This is where when leftists figure out that they're wrong on something like book bannings in Florida, instead of saying, you know what, I should have removed my tweet. This is Pink the singer. I should have removed my tweet. They go, no, look at these maggots. The MAGA crowd. What about us? What did we do? Sorry to quote one of her songs. But what did we do? She makes a tweet that's wrong. Florida banned this book, this book, this book. And when she's called out on it, when it's flagged as misinformation, she then says, oh, well, look at the MAGA crowd. What about the MAGA crowd? What did we do? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Be sure to go visit the website, the Kevin Jackson Network. Get signed up for what we're doing. We are absolutely doing. I mean, I can't tell you how proud I am of our merch. I hope you go check it out. We just came out with a new line of law enforcement law. We call it LEO, Thin Blue Line. You should go check it out. If you're a proponent of the criminal justice system and good policing, not DC cops, but real policing, get a cop one of these cups. Get one for yourself. Get one for a cop friend, whatever. You're going to love our merch. Custom. Nowhere else will you find it. Anyway, we got that going. And I want to go back to what I was talking about, though. We have reached a time when government no longer represents us. And it's actually fighting against us. I hate to say this, but we are at war with our government. I'm talking about conservatives. Leftists are not at war with the government because they get whatever they want. They're using the government as a gangster. I would rather face the mafia than our government. Don't believe me? Ask Donald Trump. Ask the J6 defendants. Ask Eric Adams. Go off the reservation and see what happens. This government plots daily how to destroy you, how to get more money, how to feed itself. It doesn't look for ways to streamline. It doesn't look for ways to improve the quality of its product, which is a service to the American people. It does not do that. That is what a capitalist would be doing. If capitalists ran government, we would be looking at how do we do better for you? How do we, you know, when it comes to getting your answers on your taxes, look at how do we reduce what we spend so you get more of it back, so we keep that money flowing the way it should go. Government says you don't know how to make money flow right. We're going to do it. But you know what they do? They siphon off more and more and more. There are people out here who can live 1,000 lifetimes in the money they have. They will never lose money a day in their lives because they've got the system rigged. And do you know they want more? But they decry you. They make you fight for your dollar as they guarantee themselves theirs. I'm not anti-government and I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a realist. I'm pro-government, but I'm pro-limited government. And I don't have a conspiracy in me. What I believe is what I espouse. And I tell you exactly what it is. And I'll also tell you this. I don't know if it's true or not, but I'll tell you this. I can look at the signs and figure out that sure seems like I'm right. I'm a realist. Is there a political party for us? There's not a single piece of Biden legislation that I feel represents my point of view. I don't think most of it represents America. And in fact, I would even go as far as to tell you this. A lot of the Biden administration policy is based on how Joe Biden can feather his nest. That's what I believe. Billions to Ukraine as a policy. I'm against it. You want to know what I think is directing this money to Ukraine? Joe Biden being compromised. You think I'm the only one that thinks this? The invasion at the southern border. Democrat strategy to keep them in power. Criminal justice system. You trust it? Forget what black folks think about the criminal justice system. I grew up in a criminal justice system where we got the short end of the stick. But you know what I've noticed? We're not the only ones. When I lived in a mostly white town, you know who was getting the short end of the stick? Poor white people. It wasn't black folks. It was poor white trash. They were getting the short end of the stick. And that made me wake up and go, wait a minute. This is not about color. It's about power. And you know who's powerful and not and getting the long end of the stick? The Biden family, the Clintons, the Obamas, the Pelosis. You know who's getting the short end of the stick nowadays, folks? Conservatives. Christian conservatives. The salt of the earth. The best citizen of the world. Which is what you are. The best citizens of the world. Criminal justice at all levels is unfair to us. Look at the criminals at the bottom, these bottom feeders that are milking the welfare system. I'm talking about out and out cheating it. Black market people, drugs being dealt, no taxes paid on that stuff. The black market right now is almost as big as the regular clean market. They're not paying taxes. Anyway, Joe Biden, he says that prices are still too high. Does he blame himself? No. Check out this clip.
Wages for working families have gone up while inflation has come down 65%. Giving families a little more money in their pockets and a little more breathing room this holiday season. But we know the prices are still too high for too many things. That times are still too tough for too many families. But we made progress. But we have more work to do. Let me be clear. To any corporation that's not brought their prices back down, even as inflation has come down, even as supply chains have been rebuilt, it's time to stop the price gouging and give the American consumer a break.
So I don't know if you caught it, but Joe Biden's bragging about reducing inflation that he created. So prices doubled, but it's down 65%. Look, I've done my part. You corporations, you're the ones gouging. You're the supply chain's back. It's working now. Why are you still gouging? It's your fault. I brought wages up. I brought inflation down. You know, what else can I do? Look at what I've done. This is the way Bidenomics works. Companies should be lowering the prices. He says, after an 18% jump in consumer costs since he took office. Let me tell you, whoever says that it's an 18% jump in consumer prices since Joe Biden took office is a crackhead hanging out with Hunter, because the prices of stuff has jumped dramatically more than 18%. If they only jumped 18%, I'd be celebrating. I'd be dancing butt naked somewhere going, whoa! I don't know, but I'd be somewhere doing it. Man, in my bathroom. Okay, I'll be in my bathroom. Prices are still high for many things. We made progress. We got work to do. Says the price, that this is an article. The prices of some goods, such as food products, are expected to decline in the coming months. But periods of general deflation are rare in U.S. history. Remember when Joe Biden pressured oil companies to lower their prices because the oil prices shot up? Is part of his energy strategy to let China come in and take over our energy policy in Ukraine. I don't know if you caught it, but Hunter Biden, in his little scared plea, he said, you know, these guys are going to be the largest liquid. He says LNG, but he's talking about liquid natural gas. That's what they were going to build. China was going to take over our infrastructure for oil and gas as part of a plan, a plot on behalf of the Biden family to get their little money. They're willing to sell us out. And they've done it. You've paid thousands of dollars more in gasoline every year under Biden than you would have under Trump. That's if you drive as much as I do, I guarantee you that's a fact. But they go on. I talked about this. It's not just grocery staples like eggs, milk, bread, and coffee that are going through the roof. It's also hit from the basic monthly payments like heat, electricity, car insurance, and child care. While housing costs and car payments continue to dog consumers amidst stubbornly stiff interest rates, new figures from the U.S. Energy Information Administration reveal that homeowners and renters alike are getting no relief from their associated monthly bills. Electricity has climbed 25% since January of 2020, since Biden began touting Bidenomics as his new agenda. Folks, we're getting hammered at every turn, and the Democrats are peeing on you, telling you it's raining. And it's finally time that people start to recognize it, and it's panicking the Democrats, and rightfully so. But let's hope they let Biden run.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.